Federal politicians were in Amherst Monday to announce funding under the Federal Housing Accelerator Fund to help the town increase its residential development in the coming years. CHMA called up Amherst Mayor Rob Small to find out more. Mayor Small, tell us a bit more about this $2 million over the next 3 years that Amherst will receive through the Housing Accelerator Fund.
Well, it's the funding will allow us to reach our goal of achieving 67 housing units, which are above and beyond the baseline of 110 permitted housing units expected over 3 years. Our total housing supply growth target for the town of Amherst is 177 housing units, and we anticipate that this work will also help spur construction of 300 more homes over the next decade. So big news for us that this will be the largest growth in housing that we've seen in Amherst.
I know that, you know, you have an action plan and there's quite a few, I guess, regulatory things that Amherst is planning to do. Tell us a bit about some of the rules that you're planning to change or you have already changed that will help make way for more housing.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we've certainly heard from developers is the length of time it takes to get developments approved and that whole process of construction. So we've committed to 5 local initiatives, and that includes allowing up to 6 units as of a right, meaning that they can construct 6 apartments within a unit. Without going through all the rigmarole that they used to have to go through. Also, we're planning to reduce the minimum lot area requirements for some homes, depending on what the developer plans to do. Allowing for higher density in commercial zones is also something we plan to do. And we're going to introduce e-permitting systems because, again, paperwork is one of those things that really slows the process. So by doing electronic permitting, that will speed up the process, certainly. We're going to waive some permit fees as well as water and sewer costs for affordable housing. And we're going to permit high-density conversions of upper floors in the downtown zone. So all these changes are aimed to streamline the process, create some good neighborhoods, and also, if we can, repurpose some older buildings here in Amherst.
Now, I know that federal housing funding was sort of tied to municipalities ponying up with increases in density allotments for, you know, in their zoning rules. So this allowing up to 6 units as of right, does that mean, you know, any residential lot in Amherst could have up to 6 units? Is that how that works?
That's correct, as long as they meet the dimension requirements of the property.
Okay. Now, do you imagine getting any pushback amongst like some of your like sort of single family residential zones in the town?
I'm going to say there's a yes and no. It would depend on the area, what the developer plans to do, how many units, that sort of thing. So I would say that the answer to that is possibly some pushback in some areas and no pushback in others, depending on the plan.
Now, these changes, is this stuff that you're committing to or stuff that's already happened?
We've got some that are in works with our planning advisory committee. So that hasn't come to council yet for approval, but some of them are definitely in works already.
The housing, there's $2 million in this Housing Accelerator Fund for Amherst. Some of these are regulatory things that you'll be changing, like it probably won't cost a lot to, you know, allow 6 units as of right. But now I can imagine waiving permit fees and water and sewer costs for affordable housing could cost some money. So is that what that $2 million will go towards?
Certainly some of it. There's flexibility with the funding. So it's whatever will help build homes in Amherst. You know, that's really, they're trying to make it so that whatever you need to do to get homes built, that there's that level of flexibility in the funding. But we definitely have to meet our action plan. And but we don't actually get all the money at once either. And that's the other thing, too, about the funding. You have to meet the guidelines first established. And once you do that, like, for example, once we meet the milestone of the terms and conditions of the contribution agreement, then the town will receive an upfront advance to get going on our action plan. And then the remaining approved funding will be dispersed in installments annually over the 3-year period. And, you know, some people say, well, it's a 4-year program. But the thing is, you have to demonstrate that you're doing what you say you're going to do in order to ensure that you continue the funding through the period.
Okay. All right. So you have to hit those benchmarks first, you know, make those changes to zoning rules and that sort of thing first, and then the sort of funding will flow from afterwards.
Right on. Exactly.
Obviously the flexibility is something that I'm sure you like to see. How did you feel about the federal requirements? Did you feel that they were asking too much of municipal councils, or do you feel that that's in hand and that you'll get agreement from residents and councillors?
Well, knowing that many other municipalities across Canada actually have a lot of these in place already, some of these are I'll call them no-brainers, that they're things that others are doing, and this will allow us to implement some of those same things. And some of it is process related in terms of streamlining the red tape, I'll call it, of just getting a building permit and agreement established. So it's a combination of them.
Okay. Could you give me a couple examples of once this money does come, you know, over those 3 years, how it might be spent?
Well, certainly the easiest one to refer to is we've got a development going on where the town did buy a section of property in the eastern part of our town, and we're now have put in the first 10 lots. This funding will help us continue that development, because what we're hearing from people that are coming to our area is that quite frankly there's not much of housing available now, whether it be affordable or just somewhere for people to build in the town. The previous council recognized that we needed to have land available that was ready to go, so costs like putting in the water and sewer are needed to be done in advance. And so that's part of what the funding will probably go towards. And other things are really waiting for developers that have been discussing things with us and how we might be able to help them, because really each developer has different things or different needs that they're looking for. The one thing it doesn't do is it doesn't permit the town to put money into the actual construction of a building. That is not what the money's for. The money is for to make it land and services available to developers.
The one thing that goes along with, of course, a increased residential construction is increased infrastructure. Do you feel confident that Amherst is well positioned to, you know, take care of its current infrastructure and this new growth that will happen?
Yes. So one thing that we've over the years have been fortunate is to construct significant water resources to supply to our town. We built infrastructure for sewage to handle a significant amount of increase in sewage at our sewage treatment facility. So, over the years, the town has thought well ahead in terms of making sure that we've got adequate capacity to handle the increase in homes in our town.
How important is this, you know, funding, this federal money coming down the pike? How important is it in terms of expediting the construction of those extra 67 homes that you're planning?
Well, it's very important to, if you don't have the money to do the development, then you're stuck, because we're already taxed people to their limits. And in order for you to do development, you need new money to come into your area, much like any other municipality across Canada. So this funding will make a big difference for us in terms of moving forward with new housing for our town.
That's Amherst Mayor Rob Small. The Federal Housing Accelerator Fund has committed more than $2 million over 3 years to expedite the construction of 67 homes in Amherst, with the money tied to a list of actions by the municipality, including increasing as-of-right density in residential zones and speeding up the permitting process for development. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.